Hey, baseball fans, you've got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland with the Reds news for the week ending Saturday, March 4th, 2006. General manager Wayne Krivsky acknowledged that the Reds had been pursuing free agent pitcher Pedro Astacio this week. The Reds dropped out of the race for Astacio's services when the bidding got too rich for the team's blood. Astacio signed with the Nationals for $700,000, plus $500,000 if he makes the team out of spring training. $500,000 plus $700,000 is just over $1 million, and that was too rich for the Reds' blood. Speaking of Wayne Krivsky, he made himself available on Monday to chat with fans online on Reds.com. During the half-hour chat, Krivsky didn't really say much, but he put in a great effort. And here in Redsland, traditionally, we've been satisfied with a great effort, right? Recently deposed general manager Dan O'Brien caught on in the front office of the Milwaukee Brewers this week, and I, for one, am not at all comfortable with him working for an interdivisional rival. What if he puts them on the five-year plan? Even if you haven't paid attention to the Reds since last August, you're probably not surprised to find out that right-hand pitcher Aaron Harang is now projected to be the Reds' 2006 opening day starter. It is sort of a surprise, after all of the strides that were made by, competition from... Pitching coach Vern Rule was diagnosed with cancer during his annual physical this season. He chose not to share the exact variety of the disease, but he is planning to remain in camp as much as possible while he undergoes treatment. And I'm just not going to make fun of that. Dave Williams got the start and led the team to a 12-4 loss against the Kia Tigers of Korea on Tuesday. Fortunately for Williams, this was just an exhibition game and doesn't really count. You know, unlike the other spring training games. Ben Koslowski, starting in place of Eric Milton, who's out with a strained calf, got the start on Thursday against the Detroit Tigers. He led the team to a 5-8 loss that featured a home run by newly acquired first baseman Scott Hatteberg. However, in my mind, the really big story here is that Willie Mopeña walked twice. The Reds split their squad for their games on Friday. Justin Germano got the start for the home game and led the team to a 17-10 loss to the Detroit Tigers. The game featured home runs by Adam Dunn and Aaron Hulbert. Meanwhile, the players who couldn't get out of the road trip were sent to Fort Myers to play against the Minnesota Twins. This group, started off by Michael Gosling, went on to win the game 9-1. This game featured two home runs by Edwin Encarnacion, one in the first and one in the sixth. He was 3-for-4 on the day. And finally, I'd like to end this week's show with a fond farewell to former Red and one of my favorites, Gabe White. White decided to retire this week, much to the surprise of everyone. As a left-handed reliever, and at just 34 years of age, White almost certainly could have extended his career another 20 years. And that's all I've got for this week. Until next time, stick to your budget and go Reds!
Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or via email at rhm@red-hot-mama.com.